What is CBD, cannabis oil, and its significance? So, what is CBD? It is a short form for cannabidiol, or which is a chemical compound developed from cannabis sativa plant. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, it is also called marijuana. CBD is a naturally occurring substance, and it is used for making products such as oils and other edibles for imparting a feeling of relaxation and calmness. It has a cousin called THC, delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, which is one of the main ingredients in marijuana, but CBD, unlike THC, is not psychoactive.
What is hemp and what is its role?
You have likely heard the terms marijuana, cannabis, and hemp all tossed into one term that is CBD.
Two primary species come under the plant cannabis sativa, and they are marijuana and hemp.
Both these species contain CBD. However, you can find a much larger percentage of CBD in hemp. It also has very low levels of THC compared to marijuana.
When you are talking about hemp oil, you are referring to the oil extracted from the hemp seed plant.
You will find both cannabinoids that are THC and CBD in the hemp oil. Other ingredients in the oil include healthy fats, and it appears in beauty product lists for its moisturizing advantages. Will CBD get you high?
No.
The cannabis plant is made from two main components, viz. CBD and THC. Out of which CBD is the non-psychoactive part of the plant.
It means you will not get a feeling of euphoria at any stage. You will also not feel altered or sedated in any manner. There is some exceptional case concerning this.
In the first case, some people just react unusually to CBD. About 5% of people say they feel altered after CBD consumption. But these are people who suffer from side effects of using Tylenol or Advil as well.
You are never sure about how your body will react to the new supplements.
Therefore, when you are consuming CBD for the first time, do it safely and under supervision. It is also critical to remember that you must buy CBD that is the third party tested for quality. This is because the FDA doesn't regulate CBD, and you may purchase a product that is less or more potent than advertised.
It may also contain portions of THC in it.
Health benefits of CBD: there is only one medicine approved by the FDA at the moment, and it is Epidiolex. This drug is used for the treatment of some kinds of epilepsy. However, several people can vouch for the fact that CBD has helped with a range of other health conditions such as back pain, cancer, and osteoarthritis.
There is one problem here.
Although there is plenty of anecdotal evidence regarding the benefits of CBD, there has been little serious research conducted on cannabis oil. Therefore, the real benefits may still be unknown. At the moment, pharmacies are trying to make some sense out of all this. And they are saying, yes, it works for this illness, however, that is not the way the medicine works.
It must be based on evidence, and there is not much evidence available that supports all the claims. Is CBD useful for reducing pain? There are two kinds of pains, according to the doctors, and they are called nerve and musculoskeletal.
CBD is beneficial for both these types. There is one tricky part to this, though. There is some evidence that suggests that CBD is useful for treating pain if it is combined with a bit of THC. Although depending on the kind of pain you are suffering from, you may be able to use CBD alone, however, in some cases, a combination of CBD and THC is required.
It makes getting the required product, which will make a difference, even more difficult.
There are regulations applied in all states of the US, which are different state-wise. For instance, in New York, CBD is available over the counter, but if you need a blend of CBD with THC, you will need a prescription. Dosage for pain relief treatment can be a challenge as well.
One dosage that will completely cure a patient might not work at all for another.
It is a wild guess unless there is a proper study performed on CBD. Can CBD help with anxiety disorders?
It may be a worthwhile effort to try CBD for managing anxiety disorders.
The CBD tells your body to calm down and lets it know that you are safe. The nervous system is mellowed so that you do not fall for the fight or flight response to the anxiety. People suffering from anxiety will find out that CBD helps them feel relaxed. However, one of the biggest and incorrect myths about CBD is that it is a wonder drug. Many people think that it is a drug that can cure anything.
It doesn't.
You need to have a healthy lifestyle, good nutrition, and a lot of exercise with it. CBD is not going to set right every health problem in your life. Can CBD alleviate cancer symptoms? CBD may prove to be useful in reducing cancer symptoms and also the side effects of cancer treatments such as vomiting, pain, and nausea. One of the studies looked at the effects of CBD and THC in people suffering from cancer-related pain, and they were not experiencing relief even after taking medication. The people who were treated with the extract containing the combination of CBD and THC experienced a significant decrease in pain than compared to those who were administered only with the THC extract. CBD can also be useful for the treatment of chemotherapy-induced symptoms such as vomiting and nausea. These are among the most common side effects related to chemotherapy. There are drugs available that can treat these symptoms, but sometimes they prove to be ineffective, leading people to look for alternatives. Another study of people undergoing chemotherapy found out that if you administer a 1-to-1 blend of CBD and THC via mouth spray, it will decrease the vomiting and nausea occurring due to the chemo better than the standard treatment. Other animals and test tube studies have indicated that CBD may have anti-cancer properties.
For instance,
one study found out that concentrated CBD caused the death of cells of breast cancer. Another study suggested that CBD controlled the spread of aggressive breast cancer cells in mice. But these are all test tubes and animal studies and can only point a finger rather than being conclusive evidence.
More such studies on humans are required to conclude.
Other possible CBD treatments. CBD might be useful for the treatment of acne due to its anti-inflammatory qualities.
It also can restrict the overproduction of sebum coming from sebaceous glands.
Although limited research findings are available at the moment, CBD has been responsible for easing epilepsy and Parkinson's disease-related symptoms. CBD is also responsible for reducing the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, albeit in cases of animals and test tube experiments. Although more human research is required, the CBD can benefit heart health also in many ways.
It leads to reduced blood pressure, and it aids in reducing heart damage. How to take the CBD dose?
What is the best way of taking the CBD? You may have heard about tinctures, edibles, or vape pens, but it depends on your goals for taking the CBD. Many people do not wish to ingest any drug inside the body, and they prefer ointment or topical CBD cream. This may be applied to joints, muscles, and ligaments to get a good and localized release. Speed of recovery is the main difference between using edibles, tinctures, and vape pens, and also how long the effects of the treatment can last.
You will find that vape relief is quicker. However, it wears off quicker as well, generally within 2 hours.
If you wake up one fine morning and find out that you have pulled your back, taking CBD through a vape pen will remove the pain within 10 minutes. Edibles and tinctures take a longer time to take effect, such as 4 to 5 hours.
The tincture is a liquid you should put under the tongue, and you can get relief within half an hour.
If you prefer to eat the drug, you can opt for the edible kind of CBD, which can be a gummy, a capsule, or baked goods. Conclusion: although the use of CBD is generally safe, it can lead to some adverse reactions such as fatigue and diarrhea among certain people.
There is also the possibility of CBD oil interfering with certain medicine.
The research on the possible health benefits of CBD is ongoing. Therefore, more therapeutic uses of the remedy are yet unknown. However, recent studies indicate that CBD is a safe and powerful natural treatment for several health problems. If you are looking to buy CBD products, you can get them online in the form of oils, gummies, and lotions.